Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. Has there been any, I know you listen to some episodes, sometimes I give you a trigger warning and so you avoid some episodes, but have there been any other stories on the show that have resonated with you or you've connected with?
One of the ones that I keep kind of coming back to, and I actually heard it before I recorded with you, I think her name was Chantel Watts, but she had a very similar story to mine as far as, you know, a professor saying, hey, you know, I'm seeing something in you that you're not seeing in yourself. And I know we talked about this very briefly before we got on here, but the funny part about when I listened to that episode is that I was listening to it on a plane on the way to a convention for the sorority that I belong to, Phi Mu. And I didn't realize until like within the last couple of weeks that that convention was also a life shift moment for me. I've decided to start going out for national volunteer positions. I'll hear back in a few weeks as to whether I got one or not. But just the idea of going to that convention and saying like, okay, like here's this other opportunity for me. And also having people tell me, oh, you need to do more than just belong to an alumni chapter. Like you need to be up here doing stuff with some of us, some other national volunteers that I had met. So it feels like this full circle moment almost that I listened to her episode about her professor. I had my own episode about my professor and that, you know, that I listened to it right before the convention. And I mean, I just had interviews last week about national volunteer positions and they were like, oh, you need to do this. So it's just a matter of like which position I'm going to be in at this point. So it's very interesting that it kind of all came full circle for me.
You also just never, I mean, it kind of speaks to the idea that you really never know how someone's story might connect with you. Even, you know, in that situation, the story was not, I mean, it was similar in the sense that like someone saw something in someone, but her story was very different.
Of course.
In the sense of like where she was headed and what changed, but how it connects with you and how it makes you relate.